Leader of the State Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken...
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving two new amendments to the state constitution. The first will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer apply for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can conduct elections. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He campaigned in Green Bay Tuesday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win on opening day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers jumped out to an early lead and held on to win 3-2 over the Twins here at American Family Field. Bryce Tarang, a pair of hits, including an RBI double. Christian Yelich with another home run. To start the season, was asked, what does it say about having a 4-0 start?
You just want to play well. Yeah, I don't know if it carries any special message or anything, but for us, it's just, you know, what I'd like to see is like us competing the right way. You know, guys working hard, guys competing well on the field, and that translates usually to a lot of wins and good play if you can sustain that. It's day four. You obviously would take a good start over a bad start for sure, but long way to go, and I think we just really got to harp on the the intensity, the way we compete, and guys continuing to work.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Wizards in Washington, D.C., 117-113. Milwaukee without Damian Lillard with a groin injury. The Bucks back in town Wednesday night to face the Grizzlies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter storm warning remains in effect. Another 4 to 8 inches of additional accumulation in the overnight. Gusty north to northeast winds and lows in the lower 30s. Another 1 to 3 inches of snowfall during the day Wednesday. High temperatures in the middle 30s. Right now it's 34.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Adopt Us Kids and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. What folks are missing about Truth Social, writes Horst DeWormer over on Daily Kos, it's a money laundering operation. Say what? Well, here's how it works. Truth Social is now trading on the NASDAQ as DJT. And one of the more interesting stories about this was that there are a number of investors, large investors, who jumped in as soon as the stock was trading and bought it, knowing that all the Trump fanatics would want to buy this stock, which would drive its price up. And sure enough, it drove it from, you know, in the $30 range up to the $60 range. And then they sold when it hit 60, and now it's crashed down into the low 50s and maybe even the high 40s by now, because yesterday Truth Social had to admit that they just lost $48 million, if my recollection is correct. But this goes beyond that. This theory of this case goes way beyond just, you know, the scam. The key attribute of DJT, of this stock, is that it's publicly traded, which means that, and also that Donald Trump, owning some 70% of the shares, as a major shareholder, has to give a public notification when he's going to sell his shares. So all Trump has to do is say, you know, hey, I'm going to sell a million shares or 10 million shares or whatever. You know, who wants to buy them? And in comes, you know, a billionaire from China or the sovereign wealth fund of Saudi Arabia or Putin's best friend, and they buy those shares. And it's a way of transferring literally billions of dollars out of authoritarian regimes and into the personal pockets of Donald J. Trump. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. I mean, this would happen right out in the open. But this is the problem many people have been talking about for some time, and I don't think it gets anywhere near the coverage that it should. That Donald Trump is now on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars. And so far, that has been to two insurance companies, one not even based in America, one Chubb, I believe it was, you know, with ties to Russia. The other one, you know, being this right-wing guy who repossesses 500 cars a day, I think I read, or several hundred cars a day anyway. He runs a subprime mortgage or subprime loan company that specializes in used cars and things like that. And this is the guy who loaned the money to Trump. He's kind of a repossession king. But under this DJT thing, under this, you know, taking this company public, a company that, by the way, made $4 million last year and, lost $48 million and only had revenue of $4 million. In other words, this stock has no value whatsoever. This company has no value whatsoever other than Donald Trump's name. And the fact that there are people who want to give Trump money, and this is an indirect way of doing it. But what's not being discussed is how easy it is to buy Trump's loyalty. I mean, Donald Trump for years now has been saying China is a problem, China is a competitor, you know, and for over a year now has been saying, you know, TikTok, which is owned by Chinese and, you know, it's owned by ByteDance, which is has to be responsive to the Chinese Communist Party, and could be a powerful instrument of Chinese propaganda in the United States. And in fact, the algorithm censors on TikTok mentions of things like Tiananmen Square. So anyhow, Trump had been saying, you know, it should be banned in the United States, or at least, it, you know, the ownership should be transferred to the United States, which a lot of us have been saying for a long time. And then this guy, Jeff Yass, goes down, who's, you know, the largest non-Chinese institutional investor in ByteDance, in TikTok, a multi-billionaire, you know, hops on his private plane and flies down to Palm Beach and hangs out with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And the next day, Donald Trump comes out and says, hey, I am no longer in favor of divestiture for ByteDance. TikTok can just do whatever it wants to do. Well, you know, as soon as he does that, he's, I mean, he's just declared he's in the pocket of the Chinese. And nobody's going, huh? And again, this whole, you know, Truth Social thing will make it much easier for Chinese wealthy people, whether it's, you know, Mr. Yass, who is just merely affiliated with the Chinese, or whether it's the actual Chinese oligarchs themselves, to own Donald Trump. Donald Trump is for sale. He's been for sale his entire life, or at least since the 90s when he went broke. As his daughter says, he was $8 billion in the hole. So there's that. Meanwhile, in Gaza, the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, the Israeli military, the Israeli army, murdered seven World Central Kitchen aid workers. Jose Andres is a great guy. Louise and I, when we lived, the 7 years we lived in Washington, D.C., I would say 90% of the time when we went out to dinner, which wasn't that frequently, but, you know, from time to time we'd go out to dinner, it was at one of his restaurants. He had an amazing tapas restaurant, a Spanish restaurant in D.C. He had an amazing Greek restaurant. He had an amazing Spanish restaurant. I mean, it was just a bunch of, you know, really good food. And then he created this thing called World Central Kitchen to feed hungry people around the world. And the workers who were killed by the Israelis yesterday had been working in Ukraine. They had been working in Haiti. They had been working in the Bahamas, in Turkey, in Indonesia. These are all dangerous places. But it was Israel who killed them. And after they had told the IDF where they were going and when they were going there. And now the World Central Kitchen is pulling out. They just turned around a ship loaded with hundreds of tons of food that was going to Gaza. They just stopped and said, okay, we're not going to Gaza anymore. They don't have a staff to deliver this food. They were just all murdered by the Israeli Defense Fund forces, the IDF. I mean, this is just, you know, four of the dead were foreign nationals from Poland, Australia, the UK, and Ireland. One was a Palestinian. He was likely the translator and the driver. And then there was a Canadian and a U.S. citizen who also had dual U.K. citizenship. This is so wrong. This is just so wrong. The World Kitchen said, we were transporting shelf-stable, ready-to-eat items like rice, pasta, flour, legumes, canned vegetables, and proteins. They said that they had, and they were also importing dates. Why? Because traditionally when you break your fast for Ramadan, you eat dates. And this is what one of their officials said. Also being delivered is a special shipment of dates provided by the United Arab Emirates to provide a sense of comfort to Palestinians observing Ramadan during the darkest times imaginable. Dates are traditionally eaten to break the daily fast. They also noted that the food supplies are enough to provide more than 1 million meals for the starving population and adds to the more than 43 million year meals already sent to Gaza by boat, plane, and truck. And now you've got Gazans who are literally starving to death. Famine is stalking Gaza. And who should be supplying the food to them? Israel should be supplying the food to them. Israel destroyed this land. I don't know. I have been a lifelong supporter of Israel. I'm a big supporter of Israel. I've spent a lot of time in Israel. I helped start one of the more prominent charities in Israel. I have friends who live in Israel. But this is beyond the pale. What Netanyahu is doing just to keep himself out of prison, just to hang on to power, just to satisfy a right-wing crackpot, right-wing fringe, is just wrong.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. Dying in California may get easier. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former State Senator and Majority Leader in the State Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
30.
No.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? I know how you can transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And just for you, an exclusive offer. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness, inviting you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Make better sleep health a priority. Go to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with CozyEarth.com. 20 minutes past the hour. So California, this is interesting. There are, let me get the number here. I believe that there are 10 states now where it is possible to there are 10 states that currently allow some form of aid in dying. We went through this here in Oregon back, was it about 15 years ago, Sean? It was a big deal on the local show when I was doing it, as I recall, the death with dignity kind of thing. And now, if you can get two doctors to sign up a paper saying that within 6 months you'll be dead, you can get one of them to prescribe for you a little bottle of barbiturates that you set by the side of your bed, and when you decide it's time to go, you just drink it. And, you know, a number of people have used this. California has had that law for some years. California is one of those 10 states, but now they want to take it a step farther. This would enable people without a specific terminal diagnosis to request life-ending drugs. It would lower the threshold, in other words, for when you could be prescribed these drugs. And it would also allow people from out of state to come into California. So it would create kind of suicide tourism, as it were. Now, they are being vigorously opposed. This is Senate Bill 1196. It was put together by a woman who, a member of the California legislature, who prior to becoming a legislator, her business was helping people do wills, you know, end-of-life stuff. And so she's very familiar with these issues. And this is Politico notes, perhaps the most controversial part of an already explosive proposal is allowing early and mid-stage dementia patients to request the medication while they still have the faculties to do so. Instead of that, right now, families often have to wait until the very end and provide comfort care where they stop giving nutrition and let the person starve to death, essentially. This is how most or many Alzheimer's patients, are allowed to pass on to the great beyond, is basically just starve them to death or dehydrate them to the point where they die. They die of kidney failure and things like that. Because they can't consent. They can't consent to the drugs. So this would be an advanced consent. I can tell you, if I had Alzheimer's and I knew I had Alzheimer's and I could specify, when I reach this point, when I no longer recognize members of my family, or when I no longer know, the day I was born, or when I hit this particular threshold and I don't know what's going on around me, please, that night, give me the barbiturates to drink before I go to sleep. I don't want to be that kind of a burden to my family. And what kind of quality of life is that? So I salute California for this. The Catholic Church is going nuts. They're very, very upset with this. Of course, they consider, as do many churches, consider suicide to be a venial or a mortal sin. But, coming to a state near you, I find it just absolutely fascinating. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian. Thanks for listening to KTRC. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Yeah, I heard the opening of your show, and it reminded me of a comment I've always kind of wanted to make. And I think in blue media discussions or progressives, I think we spend way too much time on racism. And here's why I say that. if we think of all the current hot points in humanity where thousands of people are being murdered, it's Russia, Ukraine, Israel, Palestine. We're spending billions of dollars to protect the Taiwanese from the Chinese. We're spending billions of dollars to protect South Korea from North Korea. Racism has nothing to do with any of those issues. I mean, you can maybe make an argument for the Israelis and the Palestinians, but I think in all honesty, if you and I were in high school gym class, we had five Israelis and five Palestinians in gym class with us, we're all dressed the same, we couldn't tell who was who. And that's the reality of the world. I mean, we're being manipulated by powerful criminal gangs, and they don't care about racism. They care about power and wealth.
Yeah, Brian, this sounds to me like the worst kind of whataboutism. Essentially, you're saying, you know, there's big problems in the world, so let's just ignore racism. Racism is a real problem, well, particularly for people who are the victims of it.
Right, but you know what? It's over. And it's like cigarette smoking, okay?
It's not over. Racism isn't over in America.
Well, there's less and less and less of it all the time, and the real racists are dying off.
Yeah, not so much. I mean, look at these youth movements in the MAGA realm. I mean, you've got a bunch of youth influencers who are just openly Nazis. You know, the Nazis are having their moment in the sun now in America because of Donald Trump.
Okay, here's an example, Tom. They're an ignorant, small group of people we spend way too much time talking about. Okay, if 100 of the most popular white
I'm talking about
America
the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court,
right,
who gutted the Voting Rights Act because he said there was no more racism in America. That's a problem. I'm not talking about some, you know, crackpot, you know, proto-Nazi. Yes, they're out there. But this has permeated the Republican Party. The core, you know, Ron DeSantis' main shtick when he was running for president was that he had signed the Anti-Woke Act, which just, you know, forbade any discussion or any doing anything about racism in Florida. I'm not buying your theory, Brian.
Racism isn't over, but it's not the only problem. There are huge problems we don't discuss.
Again, what about
ism? Everything on racism.
So what?
No.
I mean, so what? Brian, I got to move along, but I got to run. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls after the break. You think I'm focusing too much on race and racism? I think America is not focusing enough on it, frankly. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I think anything that diminishes or damages or harms my fellow Americans harms me.
Broadcasting Mino from the Mayor in the morning and the talk Washington of Green Bay Street. All day
the talk
long.
Of Green 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now. at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Special Counsel Jack Smith was facing a midnight deadline to respond to a federal judge's request in Donald Trump's classified documents case.
Judge Eileen Cannon has asked prosecutors to weigh in on how they would have her eventually instruct the jury on a point that undermines their case against Trump. It posits that Trump was right, that he had the power to decide which of his documents were personal and which presidential records would be sent to the National Archives. The task poses a unique challenge to the special counsel's office, which has been arguing from the start that the classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago could never be considered personal.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert had surgery to remove a blood clot in one of her legs. Doctors say she's recovering well after they placed a stent. Authorities on Taiwan say at least four people were killed in a magnitude 7.4 earthquake. It damaged buildings and caused a small tsunami. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving two new amendments to the state constitution. First will ban private grants to help local offices run their elections. The second will limit who should be allowed to serve as a poll worker. That means clerks can no longer apply for, accept, or use private money, and only election officials designated by law can conduct elections. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He campaigned in Green Bay Tuesday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter storm warning remains in effect. Another 4 to 8 inches of additional accumulation in the overnight. Gusty north to northeast winds at lows in the lower 30s. Another 1 to 3 inches of snowfall during the day Wednesday. High temperatures in the middle 30s. Right now it's 34.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Just how easy it is, and thank you so much for all of your support.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. Superfoods that Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the maximum amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And our dogs absolutely love Nature's Blend. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. So a 26-year-old Tyler Vogel was just arrested in Buffalo, New York. He sent text messages to the Attorney General of the state of New York, Letitia James, and to the judge, Judge Engoron, in that case, the Trump fraud case. He wrote, and I quote, "I want to give you, Letitia James, a very fair warning that you are not to permanently steal Donald Trump's assets or his property. Furthermore, you are not to imprison Donald Trump. I will go after you with deadly force because I own a whole wall of deadly weapons. Mark my words, I will kill you if you even dare to permanently steal Donald Trump's assets or his property." Right. This is what happens. I mean, this is exactly what happens when Donald Trump focuses his attention on somebody. In this case, Letitia James and Judge Engoron. They get these kinds of death threats. It's time to put Trump in jail. It's time to say, sorry, you are trying to intimidate witnesses. You are trying to intimidate potential jurors. You are trying to intimidate the court and the criminal justice system, and we will not have it. Which raises an interesting question, by the way. In Congress, congressional Republicans right now are pushing to rename Dulles Airport, which is named after the former CIA director, I believe, to rename it the Donald J. Trump Airport. Now, you know, I could see, you know, the Donald Rapist Trump Airport or the official airport of rapists and felons or something like, you know, the fraudster airport. But there have to be more appropriate things that could be named for Donald Trump, right? You know, like outdoor toilets, prisons, federal prisons. I mean, so, you know, you got any ideas? Pass them along. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Eric in Laconia, Washington, listening to KSER. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tom. Longtime listener on KSER.org. Thank you so much for your eloquence and promoting the general welfare. Quick addition to your Monroe Doctrine list you previously mentioned. Let's not forget Reagan's involvement with the Falklands War, helping the English. Anyway, so that was the antithesis.
Well, and his imitation of it, you know, with Grenada. I mean, that was...
Absolutely. Yeah, and also, so a couple of months, 2 months ago, I called and kind of floated the idea, what did you think of, well, for 70 years, the American embassy was in Tel Aviv from 48 to 2018, and I suggested that, hey, it might be time for Joe Biden to move the embassy back to Tel Aviv, might send a very strong message to Prime Minister Yahoo there about, hey, just because Trump moved the embassy in hopes of locking up the crazy evangelical vote in America, those people who would like to see a reenactment of Apocalypse Now before, you know, Armageddon out of here, it's time for us to draw a strong line in the sand telling America that we are strong supporters of the two nations, Palestine and Israel in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, Joe Biden could do that. Schumer has now come out in support,
of a two-state solution.
Senator Schumer of New York. I mean, we've now had 100,000 people taking to the streets in Tel Aviv. We're murdering tens of thousands of children in Gaza. So Joe could say, okay, let's head back.
Yeah.
Tel Aviv. He could do that on his own.
I think that that moment has long passed, Eric. I get it. I get what you're saying. But, you know, the embassy is now in Tel Aviv, and it's they're not going to They're not going to move it. But what would be better is to say no more money, no more military aid to Israel until there's a different government that's willing to support it and work toward a two-state solution.
Oh, wholeheartedly agree on that. But it's just something he can do, and we've got a lot of young folks. I mean, you and I are of a certain age where we never heard the word Palestinian without immediately being followed by the word terrorist.
Yeah.
And so we've got a whole lot of young folks out there who are disillusioned with the president on this issue. And here's something, he could say, dry up the money, I'm all in favor of, you know, doing that. But here's something he could do to send a strong message to not only Netanyahu, but Americans going, okay, here's something we can do quickly.
Yeah. No, I get it, Eric. I think the probabilities are less than 1%, but I totally understand what you're saying, and we do need to do something. Eric, thank you for the call. Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
I was calling about, you had mentioned about Bibi losing his coalition, and I was reading in
Bibi Netanyahu
memo.
The big challenge that he has right now is that the law that provided a draft exemption to the ultra-Orthodox just expired.
Yeah.
And they're going to be subject to the draft. And, if the legislature, if the Knesset passes a law and Netanyahu signs it that recertifies their exemption, there's going to be blowback to that. And if he doesn't do that, there's going to be huge blowback from his right, which is the only faction that's keeping him in power right now.
That's right. That's what I called about.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Mike, if I stole your thunder. I didn't mean to. My apologies.
That's exactly what I was calling about.
So, I was just. How do you think this is going to play out?
You pretty much hit it. He's kind of in a no-win situation because his coalition will fall apart, like you said, if he supports this ultra-Orthodox group. But his support is actually diminishing from everybody else. Regardless, even if, it's just a matter of time to see what, I think you had said some time ago that his support's going to fade on this war, I forgot a lot of time that you had provided. And I see that happening myself. It just doesn't seem like it's going to be there. And, now with the fact that, Biden has openly said that he's having some problems with the way he's handling it. I think that's also going to help in the sense of deciding what's going on there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I really think that we're looking at the last days of the Netanyahu administration. It's probably going to be a matter of weeks or months rather than weeks, but things could happen much more rapidly than we expect. Israeli politics can be quite volatile, so we'll see. Mike, thank you, and my apologies for stealing your thunder. I'm sorry. Diane in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Yes. Hi, Tom. I don't quite understand. I'm a simple person, I guess, but the Jews were dropped in the Middle East after World War II.
Well, yes and so no. There were always Jews there. But European Jews were invited down in 1947. Yeah,
right. And then they expanded and expanded until the Palestinians really don't have any more land of their own, and they're squeezed in such a small place and living and desperate. I have no investment in either side. I'm just relating to history. And now they're living in desperate poverty before all this Hamas stuff began in October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking desperate people do desperate things. And all the Judeo-Christian countries have sided in with Israel, would you say? And so the Palestinians haven't really been supported or defended or even treated, equally. And they were there before all this imported people into the country. And
I'm thinking that Hamas is kind of like our militia. If the same thing happened to us, the militia probably would pick up arms and start doing desperate things. And I just, and now I hear President Biden once is going to give Israel jets.
I don't know about the jets. I know that we just sent them some more bombs.
Well, it says close to approving the sale of as much as 50 American-made F-15 fighter jets to Israel. Hmm. This is CNN, so yeah. I'm assuming worth more than $18 billion. Now, how can he arrange that to give to Israel, who is turning into the world isn't even behind Israel anymore. They don't know what to make of that country.
Right.
I mean, you're saying the Christianity and, yeah. you know, it's mind-boggling. But how does Biden get to do this for Israel despite everything going on, and poor Ukraine can't even defend themselves? How does he justify that?
I think what's happening is that Biden is still running off U.S. foreign policy pre-Israeli war on Gaza. And we live in a world that is now post-Israeli war on Gaza, and he hasn't caught up. I am guessing that he will shortly, but we'll see. Diane, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
So let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with Super Eats Heart Chews, I can get daily blood pressure support and just two tasty chews every day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Super Beets are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Super Beets Heart Chews. I've been taking them for almost a decade. They're so convenient. I just love that. Super Beets Heart Chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from Super Beets, the doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based. No artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beets Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Super Beets Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 by going to TomLovesBeets.com. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. Seriously, Tom, I do love beets. TomLovesBeets.com for this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeets.com. And welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Corey in Chicago. Hey, Corey, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? I finally get through to you after 2 years.
Okay, well, that's good on you.
Yeah, a lot of people ask me where I get a lot of knowledge from, and I say, Tom Hartman.
Oh, well, thank you. So what's up, Corey?
And what I was calling you about, wondering, think, is it out of the realm of possibility that when Trump pulls something like that with Biden in a pickup truck, that some people, I mean, can the Secret Service or, to me, that's a message to do something like that. Do you think they could overwhelm the Secret Service or the White House to capture him? You know, he's sending a message that, you know, is that, in your mind, possible that they could somehow storm the motorcade or the White House, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 people?
No.
And do what they did to the other.
Yeah, on January 6th. No, I doubt it, Corey. But my thoughts on that are, number one, these are clear threats. These are and it's against the law to threaten the life of the president of the United States. And that's what these people are doing. On the other hand, they really want to be busted for this. They would love to have the federal government come in and take the. I mean, there's a company that sells these. This was a plastic wrap that goes around the back of your pickup truck, and you can buy it online. And, you know, with this picture of Joe Biden bound in trust, and apparently in some of them he's got a bullet hole in his forehead, that is a threat. You know, the feds, the Secret Service has to be having a huge debate right now about, you know, how do we respond to these kind of passive-aggressive threats? Because on the one hand, if they were to go in and seize these things, now you've made martyrs of these idiots. You know, of these asses. On the other hand, you know, and Donald Trump himself, I mean, you know, he retweeted or retruthed or whatever they call it over on his Nazi-infested social media site, Truth Social. So, you know, it's a tough one. I mean, the Secret Service is stuck between a rock and a hard place on this one. I don't know what they're going to do.
I got one more thing I want to throw at you. Why does it seem so difficult? It seemed like Netanyahu was real chummy with Trump when he was in office.
Still
it's like,
is.
Why are they playing with this guy? You know?
Still is. Netanyahu,
like,
I believe that to a certain extent, Netanyahu
I don't know if he's still planning on coming over here to address Congress, but the Republicans and Netanyahu have been in bed for years and years and years. When Obama was president, Netanyahu came over the objections of President Obama and spoke to Congress. This should not be happening. This guy is a war criminal, and the Republican Party should be walking away from him, but they're not. Corey, thank you for the call. Charlie in Redwood Valley, California. Hey, Charlie, thanks for listening to Real Talk 910. What's up?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for your service. Last time I had a joke. I don't have any jokes today. I'm not feeling very humorous. You said we need to do something. We're talking about Gaza a while back. You said, yeah, we need to do something new. I called the White House, and I gave them a piece of my mind and said, you know, I've been a voter since 72, a Democratic voter since 1972, and that this support of Israel, we are aiding and abetting genocide in Gaza, and it has to stop, and now we're sending them weapons.
Yeah.
Not only are we threatening the security of our country because Biden could lose, I said, you're losing a lot of voters over this.
Yeah.
We're also threatening global security over this.
I agree. Really serious. The people to call those, don't call the White, I mean, calling the White House is fine, but more important, Joe Biden is going to place a lot more stock in the message that he hears from your member of Congress or your senator than he does in the message he hears from you. So I would suggest that you contact your member of Congress and both of your senators and let them know that, you know, they're hemorrhaging Democratic support over supporting Netanyahu. And make it very clear, you know, that this is not an anti-Israel or an anti-Jewish thing at all. You know, we are supporters of other democracies, and Israel is a democracy. But Netanyahu is the Donald Trump of Israel, and we should not be.
Yep.
We should not be empowering him.
Well, I think it would be a positive thing. Yes, I agree with you. I'm going to call my Congress people, but also if we absolutely flood the White House with millions of calls, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody, call.
Did you call the comment line at 202-456-1111?
Yes. There were 17. There were 20 people ahead of me, and then I got on pretty fast. So
is that a sheep I hear in the background?
To your show. What?
Is that a sheep I hear in the background?
No, they're goats.
Goats. Oh, how cool.
Yeah, I'm a landscaper, and I'm in town, and these neighbors next door have goats and chickens.
Oh, how cool. Well, it's cheaper than lawnmowers. Charlie, thanks for the call. And good on you for calling the White House. Yeah, thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of this break, is China adopting some of the same disinformation techniques that worked so well for Russia in 2016 to influence the American elections? And Biden just had a conversation with President Xi. What was that all about? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The
Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. For almost 2 hours,